Back when I had you been, came through a phone call. Back when a pastime was watching baseball. Yeah, back when politics, it wasn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some back then, not now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM only with the gold of a loud. Burning up the night, then I sing wild. I could use a little more wide open. Back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding. Living in the moment with the good time crowd. Making life count, damn, I could use a little more. Back then, right now. Back then, right now. Back then, it was simple, it was slow. Didn't worry about what we didn't know. I could use some back then, right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Futures markets pointing to a higher open on Wall Street a day after the Federal Reserve's first interest rate cut since 2020. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
This is really a new chapter for the Federal Reserve, and it is starting this off in a bold way. The Fed slashing interest rates for the first time since the pandemic in 2020 with a half point cut. That's its biggest rate cut in 16 years, and the Fed signaled even lower rates in the months ahead. Fed Chair Jerome Powell tells me that this is a sign that there has been real progress on fighting inflation.
And the White House says President Biden will celebrate that progress in a speech this morning. There's an economic focus today in the race for the White House. Vice presidential nominees J.D. Vance and Tim Walz will speak to the Business Roundtable in Washington. More than 20 people were killed in Wednesday's series of explosions across Lebanon that targeted Hezbollah. The U.S. says it has not been involved. This is ABC News. The latest lawsuit over the Maryland Bridge destroyed when it was hit by a cargo ship comes from the U.S. government. The Department of Justice suing the companies behind the ship for at least $100 million. ABC's Alex Mallon has details.
Some of the language in here, just searing. They describe their conduct as, quote, outrageous, grossly negligent, willful, wanton, reckless, and basically say that this tragedy was entirely avoidable. And they pin it all on the fact that the electrical and mechanical systems of the dolly were so improperly managed and maintained in advance of that crash that there was no reason that that ship should have been coasting in the water that night.
Six workers were killed when the bridge collapsed after it was struck by the ship. Congress is set to award one of the nation's highest civilian honors to a trailblazer. Billie Jean King, the tennis legend, will become the first solo female athlete to receive the Congressional Gold Medal for her work as an activist and advocate. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new poll shows former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck among Wisconsin seniors. An AARP poll shows that 47% of likely voters over age 50 in Wisconsin said they'd vote for Trump compared to 45% for Harris. This is actually an improvement for the Democratic ticket. Back in July, before President Joe Biden left the race, in this same poll, Trump was leading Biden by 7 points. And Governor Tony Evers wants Republicans to work with him to pass budget increases for the universities of Wisconsin. His plan includes the biggest ever increase for the system to the tune of over $800 million total.
We have an obligation to make sure the system itself is in good place, and it can't be done with just nickel and diming it every year.
That proposal will go into Evers' budget next year. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermea, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Flambeau River YMCA is well underway. We spoke with Executive Director Scott Schultz about how the progress is going and what to expect.
Anybody who's driven by on Highway 13 can see that there's been a lot of updates to the exterior. But then there's also a lot of updates happening on the interior as well, things that you can't see yet. So on the interior-wise, what you can't see is that the framing for the entire facility is up. So up, all the ductwork is up. All of the framing for drywall is up on the inside. And then on the exterior, that structural steel for our wellness center is up. It has a roof as of last week, which is crazy. I wasn't even expecting it. I was there 2 days in a row. There was no roof. And then there was a roof the next day. They put in over 100 yards of concrete in the last couple of weeks. And I don't know how many tons of structural steel, but a lot. I know that. And then we're trying to work on the finishing up that exterior before the snow flies. So we're hoping to be have the build done by April 3rd, so we can open up right around April 15th.
This full interview, along with an article, will be available online at 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Bermea, Civic Media News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for four games beginning tonight to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week. Malik Willis, who started last week in place of Love, said he's preparing as though he'll play this week, but said Love might also be available.
I just have to continue to try to absorb and learn this offense best as I can and be able to execute on those things that we missed out on this weekend and learn from the film and continue to just grow. And that's if given the opportunity. Like you say, Jordan's feeling a lot better, so we can't say that he won't go this weekend. It's going to be on him how he feels and how comfortable he is, you know.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Big game hunting seasons are underway across the region, and natural resources agencies want to remind hunters to know your target. Don't accidentally shoot elk this hunting season. I'll offer some tips on telling the difference when we return.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. Natural resources agencies across the region are urging hunters to understand the difference between elk and white-tailed deer this hunting season. Elk occasionally venture outside Wisconsin's two elk ranges and Minnesota's elk range in the northwestern part of the state, especially during the fall breeding season. Positively identifying your target ensures the safety of other people and avoids accidentally shooting non-target animals. How do you tell the difference? Well, first of all, adult elk are significantly larger than adult white-tailed deer. An elk calf, in fact, will be about the same size as an adult white-tailed doe, but will display similar coloration to adult elk. White-tailed deer antlers curve forward, whereas elk antlers are larger and sweep back from their heads. Look for color markings. Elk have a tan rump patch, black legs, and a dark brown mane. Deer have legs the same color as their bodies, a white throat patch, and a fluffy white tail. Help the region's elk populations expand by not accidentally shooting them. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny. Highs near 80 degrees, south winds up to 25 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, some could be on the strong side or have heavy rainfall, a low around 59. Friday, sunny 77.
Currently, 56 degrees.
98 Q Country.
Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox. I wanna hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear George Jones? Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Yeah, don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Tell me, would it be alright if we just take a little rain check and stay right here? I'm sure we could find something to do. As a matter of fact, baby, why don't you grab a couple glasses and a bottle of wine? Walk down the hall and turn down the lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your take it from there. Yeah, I can take it from there. I'm gonna put an old record on Conway Twitty. Yeah, girl, I'd love to lay you down. Kill stop loving you till the candle burns out. Oh, there it is, that little smile of yours. Come on, baby, what you waiting for? Grab a couple glasses and a bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and turn down the lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there. Tomorrow's gonna be here way too soon. Let's not waste another minute. Girl, I got plans for me and you. Just grab and that bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and darling, turn down those lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there. I can take it from there. I can take it from there.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Keith Urban, 98Q Country. Thank you to everybody who texted us to get in our Text to Win contest. We'll do it again a little bit later on. Three more times today, this week, next week. Just get used to texting and hopefully winning. And we'll be getting a list of winners. This is a contest that's going on with all of our civic media stations. But, of course, we want everybody to win from right here. So get those texts in and listen again a little later this morning for another keyword with Travis, and again this afternoon with Greg Gunderson. Busy weekend again. Your National League Central Division champion, Milwaukee Brewers, on the air tonight. A little bit different game time than what it says in your schedule. They moved this up a little bit for, I think it's some TV reason. 6:05 first pitch for the Brewers tonight. They'll be home at AmFam Field, and then they've got, this is the first of a four-game set, actually, with Arizona. 7:10 tomorrow night. We will not have the Brewers on tomorrow night due to a doubleheader of high school football. We will have the Brewers on Saturday right here at 6:10, and we will have them on Sunday over on our sister station. Nice to have that option to still keep the Brewers on the air when the Packers are on Sunday. So Brewers tonight, Saturday, all both right here, and then Sunday over on 103.1 FM. We're going to get to our news in just a moment. Birthdays and anniversaries. If you have somebody celebrating, give them a shot to win a free cake courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One. Give us a call at 715-762-3221. We're giving away a couple of four packs of tickets and pit passes to the big Monster Truck Nitro Tour going on Saturday night in New Richmond. And to be eligible for those, just comment on our Facebook post, 98Q Country Facebook post, about the Monster Truck Nitro Tour, and you'll be in. We'll draw for that at noon today and contact the two winners. We will actually message you back through Facebook, all right? So pay attention if you are signing up for that. Pay attention to your messenger a little bit after 12 noon today to see if you're one of the winners of the Monster Truck Nitro Tour going on over in New Richmond. We'll get to those birthdays and anniversaries after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Futures markets pointing to a higher open on Wall Street a day after the Federal Reserve's first interest rate cut since 2020. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
This is really a new chapter for the Federal Reserve, and it is starting this off in a bold way. The Fed slashing interest rates for the first time since the pandemic in 2020 with a half-point cut. That's its biggest rate cut in 16 years, and the Fed signaled even lower rates in the months ahead. Fed Chair Jerome Powell tells me that this is a sign that there has been real progress on fighting inflation.
And the White House says President Biden will celebrate that progress in a speech this morning. There's an economic focus today in the race for the White House. Vice presidential nominees J.D. Vance and Tim Walz will speak to the Business Roundtable in Washington. More than 20 people were killed in Wednesday's series of explosions across Lebanon that targeted Hezbollah. The U.S. says it has not been involved. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new poll shows former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck among Wisconsin seniors. An AARP poll shows that 47% of likely voters over age 50 in Wisconsin said they'd vote for Trump compared to 45% for Harris. This is actually an improvement for the Democratic ticket. Back in July, before President Joe Biden left the race, in this same poll, Trump was leading Biden by 7 points. And Governor Tony Evers wants Republicans to work with him to pass budget increases for the universities of Wisconsin. His plan includes the biggest ever increase for the system to the tune of over $800 million total.
We have an obligation to make sure this system itself is in good place, and it can't be done with just nickel and diming it every year.
That proposal will go into Evers' budget next year. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom has announced grant support of agriculture literacy projects. The program has awarded $5,000 to educators and agriculture literacy programs. Grant dollars will support innovative core curricular activities that incorporate agriculture concepts while helping students meet academic standards and develop career readiness skills. Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom coordinator Beth Schaefer said, quote, "Agriculture is one of Wisconsin's largest sectors, providing nearly one in every nine jobs in our state. We are excited to support educators working to grow student achievement while introducing students to skills and jobs needed to produce the food and fiber that we rely on every day." End quote. Groups, schools, and educators can apply for up to $500 as part of the Agriculture in the Classroom, Ag in All Classrooms grant program. I'm Austin Brumet, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then, the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for four games beginning tonight to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week. Malik Willis, who started last week in place of Love, said he's preparing as though he'll play this week, but said Love might also be available.
I just have to continue to try to absorb and learn this offense best as I can and be able to execute on those things that we missed out on this weekend and learn from the film and continue to just grow. And that's if given the opportunity. Like you say, Jordan's feeling a lot better, so we can't say that he won't go this weekend. It's going to be on him how he feels and how comfortable he is, you know.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event is back. From now until September 19th, score over 200 daily beauty steals at 50% off in every category. And check Ulta.com daily to get them all before they're gone. Take 50% off bestsellers from brands like Estee Lauder and Supergoop. Plus, say hello to new finds from brands like Dyson and Sol de Janeiro. And Ilia is now at Ulta Beauty in select stores and online. Shop in-store at Ulta.com or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply while supplies last.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Birthdays, anniversaries today. If you're celebrating today, you get to share your day with country music singer Nate Smith. He is celebrating a 39th birthday today. Late night TV host Jimmy Fallon, the comic who got his start as Saturday Night Live. He was kind of making fun of the news there on their mock newscast on Saturday Night Live and went on to do a couple movies. And then he's kind of become the late night guy, and he's pretty good. He's good at what he does. He is 50 today. I enjoy Jimmy Fallon. I don't watch him as much as I used to, because when you get older, you just don't stay up that late. But I catch a lot of the clips, so I'm a fan. Jimmy Fallon. Trisha Yearwood, country singer, is 60 today. She's a cookbook author, too, and a TV cooking show host. She is divorced from Robert Reynolds of the Mavericks and is now married to Garth Brooks, as many of you know. She is celebrating a 60th birthday today as Trisha Yearwood. Kim Richards, the one-time child actress from TV's Nanny and The Professor, Hello Larry, Tough Turf, 60 today for Kim Richards. Twiggy. Twiggy Leslie Hornby, the slender English model, later an actress, was a prime symbol of London back in the 60s. Twiggy is 75 today. Jeremy Irons, the Englishman, who won the Best Actor Oscar in 1991 for Reversal of Fortune, is 76 today. Larry Brown, the four-time Pro Bowler and three-time All-Pro running back, was the UPI NFL Player of the Year in 1972. Larry Brown, 77. Randolph Mantooth, the actor from TV's Emergency, Loving, writer, producer, 79. Joe Morgan, Baseball Hall of Famer with the Big Red Machine, second baseman with the Reds, born on this day, 1943. He passed in 2020. David McCallum is on the birthday list today, too. The Scottish actor, best known for playing the Russian-born secret agent Ilya Kiryak on an American TV series, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. She passed back in 2023. And Adam West, Mr. Batman, had a chance to meet him many, many, many years ago. The actor made, of course, the Batman series has continued for decades and decades now. And it's pretty fun watching some of the old original Batman shows with him and Burt Ward, is it, who was Robin? His real name is Bill West Anderson, William West Anderson. Adam West is his Hollywood name. The original Batman, born on this day, 1928, passed in 2017. And I want to wish happy anniversary to my wife, celebrating an anniversary today. We've been married enough years not to let anybody know exactly how many. We hit the over, let's just say that. When we got married, my wife and I got married, everybody said, Joel, I'm going to take the under on that number. So the over-under is 25, and we made it there, plus one now. So happy anniversary to my wife, Shayna, celebrating 26 years today. Congrats to her. It's an incredible run for her. Congratulations.
Fall is here at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin. Explore vibrant mums, pumpkins, and all your fall favorites. Enjoy cedar crust ice cream flavors like pumpkin pie and deep dish apple pie on our beautiful butterfly terrace and stroll along the new Hummingbird Boardwalk. Don't miss the December gift certificate sale, $100 for $60. Visit them off of Highway East and Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Open daily 8:30 to 6, Sundays till 5, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Come for nature's beauty and stay for the ice cream.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny. Highs near 80 degrees, south winds up to 25 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, some could be on the strong side or have heavy rainfall, a low around 59. Friday, sunny 77.
It's 57 at our studios.
And we're back! Whether you're getting over someone,
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name.
country makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
Some days it's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be an old show lay low before I go out of my mind. But when she says, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, when she says, baby. Some nights I come home fighting mad, feel like running my fist through the wall. Is it even worth what I'm fighting for anymore? Feeling torn, all the hell with it all. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, everything gon' be alright. Just lay down by my side. Let me love you through this life. Yeah, she's a perfect shot of faith when every bit of mine is gone. Something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love to lean on. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh,
time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98 Q Country.
County Road 233 under my feet. Nothing on this white rock but a little old me. Got 2 miles till he makes bail, and if I'm right, we're headed straight for hell. I'm going home, gonna load my shotgun, wait by the door and light a cigarette. He wants a fire, well now he's got one, and he ain't seen me crazy yet. Slap my face and shook me like a rag doll. Don't that sound like a real man? I'm gonna show him. Another six pack in, I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. It pulls in the drive, gravel flies. He don't know what's waiting here this time. Right now.
98 Q Country.
Jealous if I tried. You couldn't care less if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying in this bed. We might as well be across the ocean tonight. We don't yet. What the hell? Talk at all. If your phone rings in the middle of the night, I don't even try to look to see who's calling. I had a bad day, but you don't know it, 'cause you don't ask him.
Pride. It don't matter who's wrong or right. about you. All I want to do is hold you tight. I can't take another angry night when nobody wins. We both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. When we light that same old fuse again and again. Nobody wins. Slamming doors. We both lost this fight before.
Rodney Foster, country classic, Nobody Wins. He's still out and about doing stuff. He's touring. I brought him up on the old Google here, and he's still touring and playing around the country at various, let's see, kind of looking at the locations. I mean, he's not playing, you know, AmFam Field or anything, but he's still performing and playing. Country classic, Rodney Foster at 98Q. Our featured business of the month, Bader Sports Center. Oh, it's that time of the year. It's that time of the year. It's hard to get in and really feel the fall, you know, season of outdoors and hunting and stuff because it's been so warm. But it's coming here real soon. A couple days, you're going to feel the early morning chill. Get into Bader Sports Center. They got everything you need, whether it's for you to keep yourself warm, keep yourself dry, make the hunt a good one, make the fish a good one. Bader Sports Center is a fourth-generation store right on Highway 13 in Phillips, and they're right next to Pick and Save. Stop on by there. All right, today is National Talk Like a Pirate Day today. I'm just going to leave that one alone, but if you want to play with it, you certainly can. We mentioned yesterday that the Tupperware Company has officially filed for bankruptcy. Surprised they made it this long, actually. Tupperware parties are always a big thing, weren't they? When I was in my younger days, wouldn't back in the 70s, Tupperware parties were huge, weren't they? Pre-internet, Tupperware parties were very, very common. And that's kind of how they got going. I don't even know if Tupperware was sold in stores when they started out. I would guess it was probably just a door-to-door thing and people having Tupperware parties. They had TV, had jingles and commercials for Tupperware. Do you remember the Tupperware song from the commercials? I'm gonna see if I can bring it up here and jar your memory. All right, let's see if let's see here. This is worth the wait if I can find it. The Tupperware song. Tupperware song. Let's see if this is it here. No, that's not it. I'm your Tupperware lady. Now that's the Tupperware song from Anita Bryant. I want the actual, she's your Tupperware lady, your Tupperware lady. You know what I'm talking about, right? All right, here we go. This one will do it, I think, right here. All right.
Keep meatier, beets keep beatier, chips keep chippier, dips keep dippier. Tupperware freshness, that's our promise. Look at all the ways we keep it.
Come to a Tupperware party and see all the new ways can lock in freshness.
Tupperware parties.
Greens,
cheese,
teas,
potato, tomato,
salami, pastrami.
Jams keep jammier,
hams keep hammier,
cakes keep cakier,
flakes keep flakier.
Tupperware freshness, that's our promise.
Look at all the ways we keep it.
There you go. That's not the one I was looking for, but that was actually pretty good, though. That was an 80 Tupperware commercial. But there was the Tupperware lady. I think this is the one right here.
Tupperware ladies, your Tupperware ladies. We know all
it's not very loud. Yeah, all right. So Tupperware is, I'm not going to say Tupperware is no more, because bankruptcy usually means they reorganize, and then they'll probably still be around. So anyone who has the stack of Cool Whip containers in your drawer at home, you know what I'm talking about? You use those now. You're responsible. It's you. If you just would have used Tupperware and not been so cheap and used those Cool Whip containers, Tupperware probably would still be around. But no. Had to use those Cool Whip containers, didn't you? For the first time in a long, long time, the Teamsters Union has decided they are not going to endorse a candidate. Unheard of. They've kind of been waiting to see, but the Teamsters Union has said they will not endorse a candidate. COVID-19 variant are now, they're watching a rise of a new virus variant. It's called XEC, which has been spotted around the world and in half of the states across the United States. So it's kind of, I mean, this is, you know, the flu had many different forms it takes, and COVID is just kind of continuing along that path. So you got to be proactive if your immune system is compromised, or if you're older, they say. Those are the ones that should especially be aware and, looking at the vaccinations and stuff like that. Did you see the story of the overturned wagon here in Wisconsin? And this isn't too far away, down in Chippewa County. A tractor accident at a Chippewa County apple orchard sent 25 people to the hospital. And that happened yesterday morning, according to the Chippewa Fire District deputy and CBS News. The hay wagon carried adults and children. Chippewa County Sheriff said that one wagon had lost control while descending on a hill, and officials initiated a mass casualty protocol. 25 people were taken to the hospital. Marshfield Medical Center in Eau Claire said they have seen 7 patients from that incident that happened yesterday in Chippewa Falls. We hear anything more on that, we certainly will pass it along to you.
Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines and Resort on Barnett Lake? Big G here, and this is my kind of place. Starting Tuesday, diving south of the border with Make Your Own Tacos. Wednesday's pasta night. Thursday brings you German fare. And back by popular demand, Friday is the fish and seafood buffet. Weekends, all you can eat breakfast starting at 7 a.m. Plus, savor Saturday night prime rib and Sunday smoked ribs and pork bellies. Don't forget the sensational soup and salad bar. Visit Lena's Northern Pines on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with 98 Q Country. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app and listen for your chance to win our statewide contest with 98Q Country.
Do you
owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
98Q Country.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, "Heads Carolina, tails California." Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads Carolina. Yeah, she knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen. No, I was raising my glass up for her. Saw her smiling at me. Yeah. She had me down in the front by the end of verse two. Like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing, "Heads Carolina, tails California." Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads Carolina. Yeah, she had me at Heads Carolina.
Let's go!
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden, in a speech today, is expected to hail economic developments after the Federal Reserve cut interest rates on Wednesday for the first time in 4 years. Good news this morning on the job front. Initial jobless claims last week fell to their lowest number since early July. The economy is set to weigh heavily on the race for the White House. ABC's Rachel Scott looks at the state of that race.
We are now less than 7 weeks out from Election Day. Early in-person voting begins tomorrow in some key states. And this morning, a New York Times Siena poll shows that the race is deadlocked nationally, but in that critical battleground state of Pennsylvania, Harris has a 4-point edge on Donald Trump.
Today, Vice President Harris set to take part in a virtual rally with Oprah Winfrey.